up, I'll pay you an extra, and then it's 6 months later.
I don't
later.
Think the casino's offering a blue light, though. Hey? No. It's the old blue light special at the back of the old back of the bus when you owe a guy a couple hundred. He's like, give me 90 bucks and we'll call it a day.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do that.
No. And I was just going to say, what you guys tell me, you don't have to mention names. I mean, 500K is a big number. What's the most a teammate has ever owed another teammate based on a poker game on a flight?
I've heard upwards of 10, 15,000, but that's just a very rare occasion. Usually it's 500 bucks, 600 bucks at the most, maybe 1,000 bucks. 60,000 on one trip?
Yep.
Whoa.
I didn't play poker, well, but we had a guy that got
that
concussed.
Montreal Canadiens group was an expensive group, eh, Rev?
No.
San Jose.
No, it was this. I was told.
That was in Elmira in the coast.
Yeah, right. No, I heard it was not with any team that I played on. It,
okay.
it was a team that I had a player that I played with was telling me about the gambling. That
all
was
the degrees of separation now are starting to come out. Hey, oh yeah, no, it was like the guy that played on 12 different teams. And anyway,
Dregs, have you ever played in between where they put like the four and the jack, and you say, okay, I'll bet 100, and it has to be a card in between. If you hit the post, it's double. Have you ever played that game? Okay,
lots.
So I don't think they have that game at a casino, but if they did. That would be the number one game for hockey players, and they would lose their paychecks at that table. That's literally like what guys do on the plane, and they lose a ton of money.
I was just about to tell you guys that we had a player. I don't know if I feel if I'm proud of this, but we had a guy that made millions of dollars. He got concussed one night, and he wanted to play poker on the way home, and I took him for $2,000. I took him for $2,000, and I didn't know if I should give it back to him or not, but then I'm kind of like, you know.
I learned a very, very, very good lesson very early on in Montreal. I was a very young guy. I was a call-up, basically. I had been in the league for maybe half a season. I lost $7,500, and we didn't even get off the tarmac yet.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I learned something very quickly that there's a lot better players than me.
Sharks.
Yeah. Yipper. So,
real sharks.
You know what? Go into it enjoying and not worrying about maybe how much money you're betting, but go and enjoy the you know, just playing cards.
You know, Kenny Rogers might have given us a real lesson. Know when to hold him and know when to fold him. Dregs, thank you very much. We got to fold this segment because we're out of time. Take care. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay, boys. Have a great week.
All right. Little delay there. Darren Dreger every Friday at 11:30. We will finish with this. Maple Leafs credit their turnaround to a Halloween party.
I've credit a turnaround in a positive and a negative way on the Halloween party.
Well, you have to tell us about that after the break when we come back here. Instigators. Why not?
I can absolutely tell you about
it. Yeah, absolutely. We had a guy that used to keep score of our record after team parties. We were like 3-4-0 one year.
Yeah.
Team parties can make or break.
No
literally
question.
Make or break a team. We'll be right back. Final segment for today. 2 o'clock game, NBCSN Instigators. We'll be right back.
Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
All right. We don't have long. Recap from the future. Quickly. Happy birthday, Mama Reve.
Yes.
Yep. Mama Revs.
Mama
Revs. Turned 70 today. She's
no
going to kill me
way.
For saying that, but it just is what it is.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Does she listen? Does she listen back home?
Yep.
On demand.
I think she does, yeah.
Thank you for texting me, Mrs. Reve, and letting me know.
Petey Gotten, I was talking to my mom on the way to work today, and I was parked in the parking lot, and Petey got in the car there and had a basically took over the conversation, talked to her with her for 10 minutes.
That's fantastic.
Wished her a happy birthday.
Yep.
Recap from the
recap
future.
Recap from the future, Marty.
Okay, I'll get it started. These two guys behind us are going to get a good lunch. They're going to enjoy the game. So what was so impressive with the game is that they took a big picture of all the Swedes in the game with the big flag. And after Olofsson scored the overtime goal, He grabbed a flag, a Swedish flag, from the crowd and went around with a Swedish flag around him. It was unbelievable. It was like the Olympics when
one.
You win.
I
you
got
put
one.
Your country's flag.
The Swedish game is going to. The Swedish game resulted in one thing: the people behind the instigators who had to move got fired from their jobs because they were supposed to be at work. And the guy's like, "Oh no, we're on TV, and we're not." And then he moved over here.
Don't bother coming on Monday, right?
Yeah, they're going to get canned because they sat here and they're like, "We're on TV," and
they
then
were drinking
the guy
too?
Says, "Our boss might see us," so they moved over here. Nice, smart move, guys.
I got one for you. We talk about Nick Lindstrom being the greatest Swedish defenseman to ever play.
Defenseman to ever play.
That's what I said. But you know what? There's always someone that's going to be better. And Rasmus Dahlin is going to show everybody in Finland that he possibly could be the greatest defenseman in the history of the game. And he is going to do something spectacular in these two games. And he's going to start something new. He's going to open the chest. And it's going to be...
It's recap from the... You're not predicting. You're not predicting anything. What are you predicting?
I'm not done yet.
The games are over.
That he scored a hat trick.
Okay, we'll see you Tuesday.